Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, coming to you from the Mentor Cigar Company studio. And with me today is June Liu. How are you doing, June?
Good, man.
So today we are talking about the Ventura Slaughterhouse Natural Toro. The cigar is 6-inch by 50 ring gauge, comes out of the agro-industrial Nicaragüense de Tobacco factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Dominican Habano. The binder is Mexican Sumatra. And the filler is listed as a multi-country blend. The price point is $3.20, and the cigar was released in February of 2017. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
Smoking experience-wise, starting from that first third, and, you know, right when you light up the cigar, it's very like a generic mix-mash of notes. You know, dry nuts, leather, dry wood, cream sweetness, like an underlying cardboard kind of a note. Retrohaling gives you, you know, got some minerals out of it, white pepper nuts finish, still carries forth, especially with that dry cardboard note, with some general cream sweetness to it. Overall strength and body medium with the whole cigar. You know, second third, it's like the first half of the second third is exactly like the first third, but towards the second half of that second third, you know, I felt like it was pretty unfocused flavors wise. I still got kind of like the same notes, but you know, but a little bit more earthiness to it. And then on the last third is where I felt like the cigar was just not that good at all. It's just like a lot of bitterness started to seep in. And when you mix that bitterness and you mix especially that like cardboard note that I get, especially on the mouth draws and finish, it makes for a profile that's not exactly kind of desired, especially when it's like really kicking onto your palate. Still get like the dry nuts, dry wood, cream sweetness, but that bitterness and the dry cardboard note are easily the dominant notes within that last third. Within the construction area, it was exactly the opposite of the smoking experience. It was perfect. So perfect burn, tight ashes, cool burn temp, even burn. You know, the perfect amount of resistance on a draw. So, $3.20 for a perfect construction.
That's right. For me, the cigar started with wood and cinnamon. A little bit after that, a fair amount of char kind of joined in with the wood. Cinnamon was really barely detectable at that point. About half inch in or so, the char settled down. A little bit of mustiness joined in with the wood. Retrohale was primarily a wood with a little bit of a pepper bite. About an inch in or so, the profile gained a little bit of cream to go along with that mustiness while the wood was still up front with a little bit of char to it. As the third was coming to a close, a little bit of bitterness joining with the profile, slightly charred wood and creaminess, mustiness. Strength was just slightly above medium there. Getting the second third, charred and bitter wood up front, a little bit of mustiness in the background, cream kind of faded away. Half inch in, a little bit of a mineral note joined in with the profile. Cream returned to the profile as well. A little bit of bitterness and the mineral notes fade back a little bit. And as the second third was coming to close, the charred wood kind of stayed up front. Mustiness, bitterness, and that mineral note in the background. Strength didn't move from the slightly above medium mark. Getting the final third, wood and gained an increased charred wood note. Cream kind of came back to the mix. The mustiness and the bitterness and mineral note kind of went away. Bitterness kind of continued to increase as the cigar went along. Retrohale had a little bit of a slightly creamy wood note, and the bitterness actually started to fade back a little bit as the cigar was wrapping up, and then strength didn't change from that slightly above medium mark. In regards to the construction, I thought it was all very good, slightly wavy the entire way for the burn, didn't need any attention, ash held on about inch and a quarter increments, and then with the draw, spot on through the first two thirds, a little bit loose in the final third, but you know, nothing too crazy to complain about. So overall, what were your thoughts on this one?
Well, the good part of it is, you know, you probably looked at the price tag and go, $3.20 for a Toro. That must be a typo. Well, it's not. It really is $3.20. So it's incredibly cheap.
Yeah.
But you have to understand that it's essentially a Cuban sandwich, right? Like mixed fill of short and long fillers, you know, but really, aside from all of that, like, who cares if it's long filler, short filler, if they put whatever in there, right? Like, in my opinion, the real question is it really worth $3? Yes and no. Yes, because I think it's really hard to find a $3 cigar that's going to give you this kind of array of flavors? No, because it's just not that good of a tasting cigar. I mean, I'm one of those people that doesn't believe in yard guards. If I'm going to have to take the time to smoke a cigar, I'm going to smoke a really good cigar.
Right.
Except for, unless if I'm reviewing. So I guess it depends on kind of what, you know, what camp you fall under. You know, if you only look for something that's cheap and you just want to like just blow billows of smoke out of your mouth, but still taste some flavors, this is great. And most likely, I mean, most cigars out there, you're not really going to be paying MSRP anyway. So you're bound to find these for a lot cheaper, I'd imagine. So, you know, worth the money. Yeah, for sure. In that sense, but not exactly for me.
Yeah, there's this whole subset of people, of smokers that like kind of go out there and they search for these, you know, low price cigars that they can either, that either, you know, way outperform their price or that they can sit on for a couple years and they think turn into, you know, pretty good cigars. I think this would fall into the camp for them to like something they want to try and do that with. I mean, like you explained, the flavors are okay. I thought the flavor in the first third was good, but after that, it kind of was average and then subpar in the final third. But the construction is really good. So, I mean, we've reviewed other cigars on the site that have scored equal to this or lower than this and have prices that are three times this amount, right?
Shout out to Cohiba.
So, I mean, if you not that you want to necessarily go out and smoke a bad cigar, but I mean, if you do like to smoke cigars while you're doing other stuff and you're not paying much attention to the cigar, but you want to be able to have some decent flavors there, this is the kind of the cigar to do it with. And I think we'd both say if you just stopped smoking after the second, third, and just chucked it, that's probably going to give you the best experience, right? And at $3.20 or less or whatever you find it for, that's not, even if you just smoke 4 inches of this cigar, it's still pretty good value at $3.20, right?
Yeah. What's funny about it is it's like, all right, so let's say you could buy these for $3, right, a piece.
Yep.
And then you smoke three of them back to back to back. And you just spent a good probably 4 hours doing something.
Yep.
And you, within the 4 hours, that's just like a beer that you could have drank in like 5 minutes.
Yep, exactly.
So
exactly.
It's well worth the money.
Yep, exactly. So let's get into our scores. You gave it a 5.40. I gave it a 5.50. So we were pretty close on scores. So how did that match up with your experience?
The story of this guy is average to subpar kind of flavors mixed with some really good construction.
Yep.
So, yeah, five, low fives.
Yeah, I'd say for me, the flavor profile is overall average because I went good, average, subpar in the third, so it would be kind of even out at average. But yeah, same thing. I got a little bit bump in flavor over you, but I took a little bit of a dip in the construction because I rated them both very good, not perfect. So that's why kind of why we're so close on the score. I think that's the story. I mean, you know, you could spend $10 and get the same experience. You could spend $3 and get the same experience. So just take your pick on some of these cigars that are out on the market. So it's just, you know, something you want to deal with. But I mean, most premium cigar smokers aren't going to go shooting for this one unless you know they're searching for value and they're you know, there's somebody that just they can't spend that, they can't spend $10 on a cigar and they want to smoke a lot and they want to, you know, you can buy a few bundles of these things and throw them in the humidor and you got to, you know, you've done it pretty cheaply. I think it fits in. I don't think we're trying to we are comparing this to all the cigars that we review. But I mean, you're not trying to necessarily compare it, like say, this is going to beat all these $10 cigars at the $3 price point. I don't think that's what the goal of this cigar is for. Mm-hmm. It's really simplistic in the packaging and everything like that. So,
go ahead.
I think there's still value in it. I mean, if you took the value rating that we do, this beats a ton of cigars that are, you know, three times the price.
It's funny. I was just about to comment on that. I'm curious if it will for me, because I mean, construction aside, right? If I'm just purely talking about the flavors, I didn't like it that much. So is it really going to hit value, you know, like true value in the sense of like the flavors that it gave me? It may, I'm not saying it won't, but you know, what's interesting about something like this, man, I bet you, if you look at like the statistics of cigar sales, like my B&M, which I haven't been to in a really long time. Sorry, Mission Pipe. I bet you they sell so many more of those grab bags than like premium long filler cigars. And actually, I'm pretty confident of that.
Yeah, I agree.
So these are these are probably hot sellers, man. So
yeah, yep, exactly. All right, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalettes.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.